Running a conference, regardless of its size, is hard. Changing an in-person event to an online conference due to a freaking pandemic is even harder. Try doing that within 3 months of the event happening. But when you're a conference serving Black and Brown personal finance influencers, staying focused on attendees' well-being and health is basically a non-negotiable. From August 13th through August 15th, 2020, I attended the second ever Elevate Influencer Conference with over 4,300 other attendees. It's a personal finance gathering for people of color who are personal finance influencers and their allies. It is, in my view, the platinum standard for what an online conference should and could be. And in this episode, I will share my experience, why this space was so important, and some really important lessons learned from this event. And I really hope that you had the opportunity to attend the Elevate Influencer Financial Conference. If not, and you're in the personal finance community, I hope you get to attend it next year. To get to the show notes, make sure you go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/elevateinfluencer. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/elevateinfluencer. Don't forget to grab your resource, How to Grow Your Business from Day One. This is a quick guide sharing some of the steps that I took to grow my business when I didn't have a ton of money to reinvest into it. And I wanted to get the most bang for my buck when I did spend the cash. Again, just go to the show notes. You can access that information there and that resource. To several different personal finance communities, and I've noticed something about those communities and why there's a need for them. So people have different experiences with money, and those experiences may be a result of one or more of the following things: their race, gender, the place they live, religion, access, and honestly, knowledge or luck. In my Women's Fire group, the questions that women are asking are very relatable. And this is a mixed, culturally mixed group. The questions they're asking, we all get it as women. Questions such as, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I'm looking to contribute financially. What should I do? Or, my husband takes care of all the finances and I'm not sure what's going on. Or, I make more than my spouse and they're a freaking financial disaster. How can I manage this situation? But the other groups that are POC focused in particular, those financial groups that I'm in, they have some additional questions and concerns that consistently come up. Things like, I'm the first person in my family to attend college and I have no guidance on the financial aspects of the process. Or, I took out a ton of student loans in order to afford my education, and I'm regretting that right now and questioning how I can get those manageable now that I'm done studying. Other questions such as, how do I factor in the $1,000 a month that I would like to send my parents? These questions are being asked not because they're trying to get permission, they're trying to get a process and resources and support. And these questions and conversations, they're being had by influencers of color, but they aren't always being had in all the spaces that we find ourselves in. And so sometimes that's really frustrating because it feels like we aren't fully equipped to serve the people that we're trying to serve in the spaces that we are in. In fact, these conversations and the consistent lack of content and event programming addressing these unique communities' financial conversations has become one of the reasons why so many events, such as the ones I'm about to share, have been created. Events such as Statement, Lola Retreat, Money on the Mountain, which is the event that I host, Elevate Influencer, which is the event that I want to talk about in this episode, or Sense Positive, which is an event for women in fire. Financial independence, retire early. It just felt like there weren't enough spaces having these nuanced conversations. And quite honestly, Not one place or space can do it all. It's crazy to think that no one influencer can address all our needs. It's crazy to think that. And so these communities are a natural byproduct of what people are looking for. Real talk. There's more than enough space for these events. That's where Elevate Influencer comes in. I can't say it strongly enough. Sandy Smith and her team created what I can only describe as a transformative experience. And this is amazing to me because they had to do it digitally. That wasn't the plan. The plan was to meet in DC. I was all excited to go to Chocolate City. I haven't been there in years and years and years. I wanted to go to the Smithsonian Museum for African American History. I had these plans, as did her team. And then life happened. And life happened in such a way that the people that we're serving, they're hurting. They're really hurting. So this was so important that she did this event. It was incredibly hard, I know, for her to do this, but it was so urgent. And all I could think about was the next time we get to meet in person, the next time Elevate happens, I can't wait for the food too. Because I know the food would be good. The speakers included noted individuals such as Richard Rothstein, author of The Color of Law and creator of the short movie Segregated by Design. I have actually embedded that movie into the show notes. I implore you to watch this short film. It's about 12 or 15 minutes. It's very short, but it's so important for you to watch. When people are talking about access and personal finance and money and building wealth and purchasing homes and all these things, I know that sometimes it seems like we're just talking. Like I feel sometimes like other people hear these conversations and they're like, why can't they just, like, you know, pull themselves up by their bootstraps? And this man, this white man, older, explains how systems were put into place that still affect us now financially. It is a must watch. If you are in the personal finance space, you must watch this. It's like completely non-negotiable. You must watch this. And I've included it in the show notes. Sean Rochester, the author of the book, The Black Tax, spoke about the unspoken expenses that Black and Brown people have to pay as a result of our color, of where we live, of where we recreate, of where our homes are situated. Like it was really hard to listen to this content. Then the incomparable Patrice C. Washington uplifted us with her keynote, and attendees literally joked that she took us to church and we needed to pass around the collection plate because she did such a phenomenal job. What I loved about Elevate Influencer was the following. I loved having uplifting spaces for POC, personal finance influencers, especially as we go into a season when a disproportionate number of POC, especially women, will be harmed by the policies of the current administration and the pandemic. This means influencers are needed even more than before. The conversations that we had via the conference app. In fact, I hope that next year, the virtual doors for the app open at least a week earlier because I loved just seeing what everyone had to say. It was so fun connecting with everyone because we can't see each other in person right now. And so I just loved all the jokes and the reactions and the tips and the information that was shared in the app. So I loved the app. It was such a bonus and benefit to the overall conference experience. The content was literally some of the best content I've ever had the pleasure of receiving at an event like this. It was a blessing to be taught by these people. Seeing people who looked like what my world looks like right now headlining this type of event. There were Black, Hispanic, white, and Asian speakers, and it was glorious. It was glorious because this is what America actually looks like. The incredible amount of impact that the content left me after each session. I sat there Thursday through Sunday, No, Thursday through Saturday, because COVID days are crazy. And I participated in all of the sessions. I couldn't stay away. And I noticed that the other attendees were the same. I love the response, the interaction, the reaction the attendees had towards the content shared by all the different speakers. And then finally, and most importantly, I really appreciated the emphasis on how we as personal finance influencers can uplift one another in this space. We're not competitors, we're colleagues and collaborators. And I wish that people who work online or work wherever got that. We don't need to compete. We just need to collaborate. And in fact, I am working on a podcast episode about that because that conversation actually came up earlier in the week in another space that I'm in. And so I feel like I need to talk about this. In this moment now, here are some really very scary numbers to consider. And I debated whether or not to share these because I try to be pretty uplifting in my shows, but right now I need to be candid about certain things. And this is what I'm going to be candid about. 55 million people filed for unemployment since March 2020. 40% of the jobs lost due to the pandemic will not return. The pandemic accelerated an ongoing trend towards automation. What we're seeing now, that was going to happen no matter what. But we lost like 5 years in terms of the trajectory. It's what would have happened in 2025 is happening now in 2020. The $600 additional unemployment benefit has expired, and it is looking highly unlikely that that will ever be reinstated. And the executive order that the president signed, honestly, I don't see states saying yes to it for the additional $400 because states would have to also supply $100. And quite frankly, they don't have the money. They almost went broke paying the first round of unemployment benefits. So there's that. 1.8 million jobs were allegedly added to the U.S. economy, but many of those jobs, in my view, were the jobs that people were working before. And I want to asterisk this and say that it's likely a lot of people working part-time hours. If there are newer jobs being created, they're not full-time jobs. So I don't get excited when I see these numbers because we have to dig a little deeper. And then finally, and this is the most troubling thing as we transition slowly from summer into fall, is 40% of U.S. renters may be at risk of eviction sometime this year. And it's likely that when that happens, it's probably going to be in the fall, sometime this fall. And that's just not okay. It's not okay. Really pissed off about it. These are hard numbers to share, but they are a wake-up call for those of you who are being called to serve in whatever way you imagine in the personal finance space. People are hurting and they need your guidance and support in whatever way you do it. It could be a podcast, it could be a blog, it could be you as a guest on someone else's vlog on YouTube. You could share with a friend who asks, because sometimes people just don't want unsolicited advice. You could share helpful tips on how you grow your income or how you grew your income. My point is, right now is not the time to hold back because people need your help. What I was left with after attending the Elevate Influencer Financial Conference was a reaffirmation that I was on the right path with my personal mission, that there is more than enough space for everyone to serve, and that there's no need to worry that there are a number of people who look like me in the personal finance space, or you for that matter. My unique story, platform, and community will resonate with whomever it needs to, and I can be of service to them. So should you attend Elevate Influencer? My answer, 1,000% yes. Hell yes, you should attend. If you're a POC, personal finance influencer, or ally serving communities of color, or would like to better understand financial issues as they relate to people of color in the United States, and quite honestly, beyond, because attendees from other places made comments about their experience and their countries too, this is a non-negotiable must-attend event. If you would like to support Elevate Influencer, make sure to go to the following website, elevateinfluencer.com. I have a link in the show notes as well. Please do watch the Segregated by Design documentary, and please do give your support. There were a lot of people who also provided financial support so that people could attend. So there are a lot of people who gifted, a lot of allies who gifted scholarship funds towards the event so that people could attend. So be that person too. Sandy, I just want to say thank you so much for doing this. I know how hard it was for you to do this. She's a mom, she works full time, she's got all of these things going on, and she did, quite honestly, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful job. Thank you. And I am so energized for the fight ahead.